Hi, I'm Brother Mejia here from FWBCLA, located in El Monte, California. You know, more important than all the content found on this channel is knowing where you're going to go when you die. You know, the Bible tells us that what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And I want to take a couple minutes in this video to show you from the Bible how you can know 100% that when you die, that you will go to heaven. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." So the Bible tells us that we can know that we're going to go to heaven when we die. The Bible tells us that we can know that we're saved here on this earth and that we will no longer go to hell, that we have eternal life. It's something we can know beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, there's a lot of people out there that believe you have to work your way to heaven. You have to keep God's commandments, get baptized, be a good person, and the list goes on and on and on. But the Bible actually teaches us that there's only one thing you have to do, and it's actually quite simple. I want to share that with you, but before I do, we need to lay a foundation. There's a couple things you have to understand first before we get into that one thing. Number one, admit that you're a sinner. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible tells us that sin is the transgression of the law. And according to the Bible, we're all sinners. And in fact, in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, it tells us, "As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one." So the Bible tells us that there's no one on this earth who does right all the time. Well, why is that? Well, again, the Bible tells us it's because we're all sinners. And in fact, one of the 10 commandments states, "Thou shalt not bear false witness," which is lying. And I think you'd be able to admit, as well as myself and pretty much everyone else in the world, that we've all told a lie, which would confirm that we're all sinners. The Bible also states there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So the Bible tells us that we are sinners, that we've broken God's commandments, that we have violated His rules. And because of that, we're sinners. The second thing that God wants you to understand is that there's a penalty for your sin. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death." That word wage simply means payment or what you earn. So what God is stating there is that what you earn because of your sin, what you deserve because you've sinned against God, is death. Now, when we think of death, we think of a physical death that we're all going to experience one day. But when the Bible talks about death, it's actually referring to a place called hell. And in fact, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 through 15, that death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You see, a synonym for the word hell is also the lake of fire. And in fact, in Revelation 21:8, it gives us a list of people who are going to go there. It says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So it goes through a pretty bad list. It talks about murderers and whoremongers and the abominable. And you may think to yourself, "Well, I've never done any of those things." But then the list finishes off with saying that even liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. That would include yourself. That would include me. That would include the whole world. You know, we need to understand that the penalty for our sin is a place called hell. Hell is a real place. It's a place of fire and brimstone where people go to pay for their sins for all of eternity. But here's the good news. The good news is that God loves us and doesn't want us to go to hell. And in fact, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You see, 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent his Son Jesus Christ to this earth. The Bible tells us that he was born of a virgin, that he was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. And that during his ministry, he did a lot of miracles. He healed the deaf and the blind. He fed the multitude. He resurrected the dead from the grave, and he also preached the word of God, which ultimately got him arrested, turned into the authorities, and crucified on a cross. And the Bible tells us that when he was hanging on the cross, that he himself bore our own sins on his own body on a tree. What does that mean? Well, specifically what that's talking about is that he took the sins of the whole world upon himself. Think about this. He took the smallest of sins as well as the biggest of sins. He took a small sin such as lying, and he paid for that. He also took the biggest of sins such as murder or even suicide, and he paid for that. And in fact, he paid for the entire spectrum of sins, from lying all the way up until suicide and everything in between. He paid for it all. And the Bible tells us that God hath made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, when he died, the Bible tells us that his soul went to hell for 3 days and three nights. But the Bible explains to us that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. And on the third day, he resurrected from the grave. Now, let me ask you this. Do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all your sins? Do you believe that he resurrected on the third day? You know, the obvious answer is that he died for everyone. But the question remains, does that mean that everyone's going to heaven? Well, if you remember from Revelation chapter 21, verse number 8, it showed us a list of people who are not going to go to heaven. In fact, they're going to spend the rest of eternity in a place called hell. So if Jesus Christ died for everyone, but not everyone's going to heaven, what is it that we have to do to have everlasting life? What is it that we have to do to be saved and to go to heaven? Well, the Bible explains to us in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the Bible tells us that what we deserve or what we earn because of sin is death. But God is offering a gift. That gift is called eternal life, but it's only found through Jesus Christ. Many people are trying to obtain that gift through good works, through going to church, through getting baptized, through repenting of their sins, whereas the Bible says that that gift can only be found through Jesus Christ. You see, at the beginning of the video, I had explained that there's only one thing you have to do to be saved. It's not keeping God's commandments. It's not doing good works. It's not repenting of your sin or even being consistent in church. It's actually a lot easier than that. And in fact, there's a guy in the Bible who actually asked the question what he had to do to be saved. And this is the response that he got. In Acts chapter 16, verse 30 to 31, it states, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they answered and said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. You see, the one thing you have to do in order to be saved, to have everlasting life, to go to heaven, to be saved from hell, is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And in fact, the most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16, where the Bible states, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when the Bible talks about believe, it's not referring to just a mere mental assent that he exists. When it talks about believe, it's actually synonymous with the word trust. So what the Bible's commanding us to do is to trust in Jesus Christ for our salvation. And why is that? Well, because the vast majority of people are trusting in themselves to go to heaven. They're trusting in their own effort and their own obedience and their own surrender in order to go to heaven. Whereas the Bible tells us that we have to believe on or we have to trust in Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross and his resurrection to go to heaven. In fact, John chapter 3, verse 36 states, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. See, there's two types of people in this world. Those who believe on Jesus Christ, they have everlasting life. But those who don't believe on Christ will not see life, but God's wrath is on them. What does that mean? They're not saved. They're going to go to hell when they die. Now, here's the last point that I want to make, is that once we're saved, once we believe on Jesus Christ, the Bible says that we have eternal life, everlasting life. What does that mean? Well, it means that we can never lose our salvation. In other words, once we're saved, we're always saved. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So the Bible tells us that we're saved by faith. What does that mean? We're saved by believing, specifically, of course, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us that it's not of yourself. What does that mean? Well, it means that it's not of our own effort. It's not through our works or anything that we do on our part. Why? Because Jesus Christ did all the work for us by dying for us, by resurrecting. He did all the work. Therefore, it's not of ourselves. And then it goes on to say that it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So God compares salvation to a gift. A gift is something that is freely given, not earned. It's something that is given and something that someone does not have to pay for. That's why it's referred to as a gift, not of works, lest any man should boast. And in fact, we know that salvation can never be lost because of the fact that it's called eternal life. Eternal is basically stating that it never ends. So eternal life is a life that never ends. Now, if God promises us eternal life, the Bible tells us that God is not a man that he should lie. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promise before the world began. This is how we know that we can never lose our salvation. It's by faith, It's not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, and it's not of works. So let me review with you. We're all sinners, and because of sin, we deserve hell. But the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and resurrected the third day. And the Bible explains to us that all we have to do to be saved is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, just trust in Him for our salvation. And once we trust in Him, we can never lose our salvation. We have everlasting life. We have eternal life, and it can never be lost. Now, let me show you briefly how you can be saved at this moment. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, the Bible tells us that you can be saved at this moment if you simply call upon the name of the Lord. You simply tell God what you already believe in your heart, which is that you're a sinner, you deserve hell for sin, but you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, that He resurrected on the third day, and that you're placing all your trust in Him to be saved. I'd like to lead you in a prayer so you can get saved at this moment. Keep in mind that there's nothing special about my words. There's nothing magical about them. It's simply an example, a template that you can use to get saved at this moment. Go ahead and bow your head and close your eyes and repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner. I believe I deserve hell. But I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and that He resurrected on the third day. I place my trust 100% in Jesus Christ for my salvation, and I thank You for giving me eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, the Bible says that you have everlasting life, that today is the day of your salvation. I'd like to congratulate you on that. Feel free to email me at fwbcla1@gmail.com. Hope you enjoy the content found on this channel. God bless and have a great one.